ね。
All right, I hit encoding.
I hear music still.
Yeah, me too.
Glad I'm on the phone. I'll try to be around about 8 to 9 o'clock and I'll holler at you. K4ESA.
What was that?
There's a guy hollering at me on the radio.
Oh. Oh, we're live, man.
We're live.
It's just a leg, yeah.
All right, then. I don't know. Hit play. Are you? If we got to watch it. We'll have a. I don't know if there's a delay in it or not. But.
Oh, yeah. I think there's probably about a minute delay.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't be perfect anyway.
So I guess we should say this is a test show?
Yep, this is a test show. Free to air test show. This is Michael, and on Satellite Guys, KE4EST. I'm here with Dave. Well, yes. So what do you think about it, Dave? Did I lose you, Dave?
No, we still got you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
How's the weather down there?
The weather down here has been a good, warm, sunny day today. Got up in the high 50s. Good, free-to-air weather. I actually went out and put up a old Primestar dish. The one, the fiberglass one, that's almost, 1.2 meters. I had to kind of shimmy it up because I didn't have a 3-inch pole. Remember those old ones took a 3-inch pole, but 3-inch pipe, but I made it work just for a fixed dish.
What was that, 3-inch? 3-inch OD?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what did you use, a 2-inch?
I had a 2 3/8 inch is what I had, like a post.
So what did you put into shimmy it with?
Well, what I've used shimmy with is pieces of wedges of wood that I carved out and shoved up in there for now, just because it's temporary. I got another guy that's, I've been trying to get him to get on Satellite Guys, and he's wanting to get into free to air, and he come by and he had that on the back of his truck, and he didn't know if it'd work or not. I said, "Here, why don't you take this GeoSat Pro dish with you, just to get your feet wet, and let me hang on to that for a few days and experiment with it." He said, "Yeah, because I don't know if it'll work or not, but that thing's working way better."
So is that with the original?
No, what I was gonna say. I changed it. I didn't even try it. I just took it off and I put on a SL1 PLL. GeoSat Pro LMB, and it I had on my on the other dish I had on the 90 centimeter I was getting on my meter I was getting about a 63-64 on the receiver. It was of course showing about a 72, and now I'm getting 82 on the receiver, so it is getting a, of course, a bigger dish, it definitely is working great.
And what bird do you have it pointed at?
I've got it on 125, and I'm getting solid on the Oklahoma and Montana PBS without any dropouts at all.
Really?
Yeah, just bam. Where I was getting it before, but they kind of dropped that a little bit. And half the time, the Oklahoma wouldn't come in, now it's coming in solid.
Yeah, I know that. I lined up 85 before the show here, about 7 o'clock, to scan for some wild feeds later. So, see what's going on there.
Well, you got a number if people want to call in.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm glad you said that because we forgot about that. So, if you want to call into the conference bridge, it's area code 502-614-4020. It'll put you right in, and hopefully somebody calls. If somebody actually calls tonight, we were talking about it, they're going to get something for free.
That's right. Giving away something tonight, but you got to call in to be able to get it.
Yeah, when you're on the phone, we'll determine what we're going to give you because we don't know yet.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah.
So our first show, a lot of dead space. And no, Dave or I, neither one made any agenda up for tonight. We were just, this is going to be our test show.
I thought you had an agenda.
No, not really.
So what do you think about that one post that one person posted with the different... I was thinking about, making a post, but I just didn't do it today on it. But so what were those antennas? They were like cone... dishes.
Oh, those old cone dishes.
Yeah, like they had one on there that was a tripod, and they had other horn ones on there. Did you see that? I think
I was seeing it on my Droid Razor the other day, and I posted, I guess it was yesterday, day before yesterday. I never did go back and look at it on the computer, but it was...
That looks cool on it, like
yeah,
a camera tripod.
With.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
It's,
obviously, we know it will go out in the rain. You know.
Oh yeah. And it ain't gonna work real good, but if you want bragging rights, and like that one, that other guy on there, that Dan R is the man. He keeps getting smaller and smaller on his micro C band dishes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm gonna take me one of them old RCA or DirecTV, 18-inch dishes and.
I saw a video somewhere where somebody succeeded on it. I don't remember what satellite it was on, but they did succeed.
Yeah, it was on Satellite Guys a few years ago. Somebody had actually done that, and they got it to work on, maybe it was the LaCie channels on 99 or something, that something real strong, but they actually got it to work. That's all they were getting, anyway.
Got you. I posted a new... DVD rip of a Borsite today.
Yeah,
in the C-band deal. Been encoding it with the new encoder at Amazon. It costs not too much. It does cost a little bit of money, but boy, you can upload a whole DVD and in no time it encodes it and it's ready in less than 10 or 15 minutes, and normally that'd take forever.
Yeah, I was been mean to ask you what you've been using encode that with, but
I tried a couple with that. I think it's called a handbrake or no FF.
Handbrake. I was wondering if that's what you were using.
No, it's called FF MPEG X.
I don't think I've heard
it's
of that.
It's just for the Mac, I believe.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have a Mac.
Yeah, you got a Mac.
Mac haters. There's Mac people that don't like Mac. I don't hate or not hate it or whatever, or love it or hate it. I used to be a total Mac fan. Well, back in the Apple days, where they call them Apples and Apple IIe's and all that stuff back in the 80s. And actually, I was more fond of Atari computers back in the 8-bit days. But now we're getting off on talking about computers. They're free to air. But
that's okay.
Back in the day, they wasn't the most popular computer because all their stuff was, they wouldn't let it out freely to everybody to use. It's kind of like, Mac, they keep everything locked down, and we're like, Windows stuff, everybody can get the stuff, the code to write whatever for Windows. Macintosh keeps theirs, and Apple keeps their stuff secret. That's what Atari did, and that was the demise of them. Or they would probably be the one around today, because then their 8-bit computers would outperform the Apple IIe's and the Commodore 64's and all those. It was, it'd blow your mind if you knew what you were doing, because they used to do machine language programming and stuff. It would really, it'd run circles around those computers. But they wasn't open source, and they wanted a lot of money for their software.
Yeah.
What do you think about that new LNB that's out, the LNBF, the NS741?
What do I think of it? Well, that's an interesting question.
Have you tried one?
Of course I've tried one. Let me think about how to answer that question. They're okay. They're very inexpensive, so you know, you get what you pay for, and I think a lot of the C-band dishes that people put them on, you know, probably aren't the best at KU, and they get, you know, mixed results with them.
That's exactly the reason you get mixed results, because they work great on C-band, but in the KU you get all kinds of, and people blame the L&B where it's really, you know, those things really wasn't made for KU anyway, you know.
It's literally a ESX 241 with a hole drilled in the top and four, you know, small holes for screws that are threaded to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what that 741 is, with a, you know, a KU either standard or universal KU feed right on top there. So, I mean, they're okay. What's that?
Is there anybody out there listening to this show?
I checked on the thing and it said two people.
Oh, well, hey.
I can't believe.
Zero.
I hope somebody would call in and win something free.
Give him the number again, Dave.
It's 502-614-4020.
If you call in, we'll give you something for free.
That's horrible.
Hey, we got to do something.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I'm just interested if someone's out there listening and if the audio is too low, PM me or PM Mike, and let us know that the audio is too low, or call in.
That's what I've been wondering. I wish somebody would. If you don't want to call in, you know, yeah. Send us a private message. Let us know, is it too loud, too low? Do we need to adjust the levels? Or it's hard to tell.
And I remember you saying the other day that you're going to make a video on how to install a stab motor?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't. At first, I wasn't going to do a video, but I think I might do a video because I got a stab the other day.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. It definitely is better than the one I had. I had the, what is it, SG9120 or something like that, or whatever.
Gotcha.
And it, I don't care what I did to it and played with it, did this and messed around. I never could. At the lower ends of the arcs, it would, or, you know, it just never would work right.
And the stab is working though?
Yeah, but yes, before somebody says, of course, the pole's level, but. I put the stab on there, and I had it up and gone on there in about 10-15 minutes, and I went in there and went in the house. They were going through satellites, and they were just coming in like gangbusters, all the way down to 125, and they was coming in, went down to like 30 West. It was 30 West was kind of breaking up, but that's because I got a bunch of trees in the way, even with the leaves off. It's kind of hard for me to get here, but it tracked all the way perfectly across, you know.
Yeah.
A few minutes, you know.
Yeah, so what are your favorite satellites for wild feeds?
For wild feeds, I guess it'd be 85 and 83, 103, 91. Now, the ones I watch the most, I guess, it'd be 125 for on the PBS and stuff. Kids like watching the tunes.
Yeah.
And I like watching this old house and stuff like that, and things that. World that's on PBS World.
It looks so good, doesn't it? Just love
it.
I said the picture quality on some of those PBS shows is just phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Just awesome.
Yeah, and you can find the same thing like my local.
Better than what you'd get over the antenna, because a lot of the PBS stations send out five or six channels.
Right. The same thing like Dish Network. It's, of course, you know Dish Network's more compressed, but I get two of the same channels on through my locals on Dish Network, and you can flip back and forth and see. I mean, it's almost like going from SD to HD, even though these are supposed to be HD. It really just blows your mind just to see the difference, that much difference. It's very, very noticeable.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
So if you like watching that stuff, it's worth just pointing one at 125. And then I'll go to 83 West and watch stuff on RTV. This is KU, of course. You know.
I don't really do. I haven't really checked that out. What is on? Watched it. What is on RTV? Really?
Just the old shows.
What kind of shows?
Just the old shows. I don't really have a schedule. There's a couple people on there that's gotten down to the wire, and they had it set to record at certain times, and I just flipped on and watched whatever's on there.
But yeah.
It's neat seeing the old shows. Like, it was around when I was a kid and stuff. And some of them before I was born that will come on there.
Yeah, that would be cool to check out some of those old shows.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll go to 103 and catch NBC stuff sometimes. Just because it's a clear picture. I mean, I get it over Dish Network, but like during the Olympics and stuff, I watched it on free to air because, and of course, I'd find wild feeds too. But it was a whole lot clearer picture.
Oh, yeah.
And no commercials. I watched the Super Bowl on free to air this year. Nobody's calling in, Dave.
Nope.
Nobody wants to talk to us. We must be really, really boring.
Yeah, apparently. But, you know, oh, well, we still got 43 minutes to go.
I know.
43 minutes, so we'll just have to sit here and BS for 43 more minutes. But that's okay.
That's okay. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, because I'll talk about satellite stuff all day long.
Well, thank you.
So, do you ever watch the NBCs on 105?
I do, occasionally.
So, what NBCs are on 103?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure where they're out of. I just know it's NBC.
Yeah. The big NBC. Yeah, there's,
I used to be someone 72, but I ain't got anything in there over there in a while.
Yeah, what's that one mux on there? Is that the VA mux that always has random stuff in it? It's a pretty cool one to check out.
Yeah, and they got, is that 123 where the VA mux is?
Oh, I was thinking it was a 72 or 74. Can I miss my Ohio News Now and my free history channel?
Yeah. Yeah, I watch a lot of history channel. I used to. It's gotten where, I don't know, it's not as good as it was, but they were for a couple of years, and I just, that's all I watched, and the, you know, kids didn't really care, so I was going to get some kind of cartoons. The wife don't really watch much TV, so there for a while, I even dropped Dish Network. It was free to air solely, and then finally, I went and turned it back on just so I could have my history channel.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wish it had been in HD, but it was okay. In SD, I didn't really record it or anything. I just like to watch the shows that were on, you know. Now, it's gone. You know, I did that one time before. It was on for a while. It went off for a while, and it was back on. But the last time it went off was, it was midnight. Not this past December, but the December before that. Right at New Year's, I remember.
Yeah, the Hotel Networks is what it was. Because remember the ads on that? Oh, it was just ridiculous. It was the same ad. I hated that one for the, what was it, the S or the ASCPA or whatever it's called. Oh, my gosh. I would just mute it.
Animal thing.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I can't watch this anymore. Because I like animals. I'm like, okay, I'm done watching this.
I know. It was partial.
And that's where all the Billy Mays's were, too.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good one, but all kinds of stuff pops up. But all right, let's talk about something else. What else can we talk about? We should have done an agenda.
Yeah, we should have. I thought, well, it'll be the first show. We're just going to test it out and see how it goes. And we'll just play it by ear. But then you realize that when you get an agenda, next thing you know, an hour's up, and you're starting to run out of time. When you don't have an agenda, it seems like it drags on. It's like I listen to WION radio in the morning sometimes.
You know, what is that? Is that, that's where Scott's wanting to maybe go and hang out.
Yeah, that's where Scott wants to do his summer get-together party this year. Over in Ionia, Michigan.
That's pretty cool. Maybe up at the, anybody going to go to the radio station there, I wonder?
I'm sure they will.
What is the call sign again? W what?
W-I-O-N.
W-I-O-N.
But I'll listen to him talk in the mornings and stuff. And, I mean, next thing, I mean, they, he's just good about, Jim's just good, you know. Of course, he's got agendas, I'm sure, but then he kind of just freely talks. But he's done it so long, and he just, next thing you know, it's, you know, he goes from 6 to 9, 3 hours is gone. Next thing you know, it's after 9 o'clock in the morning. You, wow, where'd the time go? And they, sometimes they'll actually do an extra hour because they'll get in talking about something and run out of time, so I'm going to do another hour.
Yeah. That's all. I'm looking at his webpage right now. With he's got a nice white house and with a nice big dish out front.
Yeah.
So you recently just got a new dish, didn't you, that was free? A big C-band dish?
Yeah, in October.
In October?
It's been about 6 months now. I got a 10-foot Unimesh.
Oh, yeah.
And I went from one of those $69 specials to a...
Oh, gosh. the $69 special with the lovely weld joints, huh?
I still got it, but it's not up. But it was working, you know, good as far as, you know, good as it could work.
Yeah.
But it definitely made a difference going to 10 foot because I couldn't get, like, say, the NBCs on 105 and the stuff on A7 West was kind of come and go and kind of hard to get it. And now that booms in. But then I wanted to get it so bad, and once I got it, I realized that most of it's a bunch of repeats. And I was like, oh, okay. But I guess I just wanted to do it. Just, you know, it's part of the hobby. Just try to do it. Just see what you can get, you know.
Yeah.
I've been doing free to air off and on. Somewhere around 95, 96. That's when I first got into it and started discovering it. But then they wouldn't. I mean, they was and they wasn't, you know, stuff there. So I didn't know enough about it, and that's before satellite guys came along. I kind of got out of it, and then I got back into it again in about 2005.
Seems like that happens to a lot of people where they're in it, and they get out, and they get back in,
yeah.
And they get back out, back in.
Now, me, I stayed in now all the time, but there was times, too, that I was traveling around because I'm in North Carolina, and it was at one point I moved to Virginia, and I lived there 3 years for work. And so instead of driving back and forth, I just moved up there, and I just didn't see anything up there except for a Dish Network dish, and, well, Dish 500 on the side of the house, and that was it. I was renting a house and stuck it up there. But when I came back, I set everything back up that I had, you know. I had at one time, I had a dish junkyard, DirecTV dishes, Dish Network dishes of all sorts and varieties, and Primestar dishes, and HughesNet, and Starban, and, you know, just whatever. But a lot of that I don't have anymore. I've just got a few oddball this and that left.
Yeah. Well, let me throw out the number there if anybody wants to call in. It's area code 502-614-4020.
And if you call in, we'll give you something for free.
We'll round something up.
We'll find something to give you. We'll talk to you and see what your needs are, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we're going
to. Well, I need $1,000. Okay, let's see here.
Yeah, I got some old C-band analog receivers that I just add nicely to your collection. Right?
I got plenty of dirt back here, too, in the backyard, but, you know, I have to be heavy to ship.
Hey, there's still a few analog channels out there. It's always fun to pull those in.
I don't even have an analog receiver hooked up anymore. It's the last I knew, there was 6 analog channels left. Are they still there?
Yeah, and sometimes the Weather Channel goes in the clear. Old Video Cipher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this made me think of something. What do you think about 4D TV and its... Is it going to go away? Is it going to stay?
Well, what we know about 4D TV right now, is that they're moving some stuff around that's going to happen in this summer, and they're going to DVB-S2. They're still leaving a few transponders that work with the older systems. I definitely know, and I think everybody else does that pays attention, but Stars is definitely gone. But all the other channels will remain. But at some point, it just makes more sense for Comcast to pay to replace hardware in a smaller system so they can just switch everything over to S2. But, I mean, SRL, Programming Center, I mean, they renewed their contract for another year. So, I mean, it's around for at least another year. We'll see what happens.
So they're still there, at least for another year.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about that, but I think it's so cool. I mean, it's just, you know, it's the last of the original what everybody fought for, so you could buy programming, and, you know, once that's gone, unless something else comes out, it's over. And it's so limited of, you know, the channels that you can get on it, but, you know, it's some people use it for a niche market.
Right.
Probably quite a bit of the reason why it's still around. But,
I don't know what it is about that, but I just...
You know.
We're definitely on there. Or on the internet air, whatever you want to call it. I just thought to hit the play button and see if... we got about a minute delay, I guess.
Is that what it is, about a minute delay?
I don't think it's quite a minute, but I didn't listen long enough. I didn't want to...
Man, I wish someone would call in. So we're thinking about names, and we're thinking about what you, maybe the Larry and Charlie show. And the hint I'm going to give why that I think it's hilarious is if you go to Google, type in C-SPAN, type in July 31st, 1987, and if you're a true satellite geek, you'll sit there over the next couple of days, watch the entire 4 hours, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were talking about this morning when you said that. I never did go and see. I'm like, what's he talking about?
Oh, it's good. It's pretty good. But, well, it's about 8:30 here. And so that means we're on at 8 tonight. So we weren't on last night because the software I downloaded as a trial, the SAM Broadcaster Pro, when we were trying to log in to stream to the server, there's no place for a username and password. There's just a password. So with the DJ software, Satcast Radio has, there's a username and password, and it took about an hour to figure out that you had to put a colon in between the two things, so I felt like an idiot at the end, because that is something you should think about pretty soon, you know, but anyways, you know how it goes.
That's the first rough end show.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is we were streaming the conference bridge from my iPhone hooked up through... It wasn't even a straight eighth-inch stadium's cable because I couldn't find one. It was two Y cables connected together. So, you know, but
that sounds like you, Dave.
Yeah, no. Well, it was working, you know, and but now we got SIP soft phone pulling out of the conference bridge, going right in through this little plug-in I bought for like $25 at mirrors the port, or I don't know what you call it, but it basically lets you grab the stream coming from a playback device on the computer, and then that's going into the SAM broadcaster and going out, and it's broadcasting out, so that's good.
Yeah, next week we'll be back on our normal schedule Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday
at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
It's 8 p.m., yep. And they could give us a call next week at area code 502-614-4020. I think you should try saying that.
I need
Maybe you'll say it better than me so someone will call in.
Is it the same number I'm calling in on?
Yeah. What, do you think you get a special number? It's the same number for everybody, man. Come on.
Well, I thought, hey, you know. I tried. Now I know. You look at me like everybody else.
So what's the number again?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. It's 502-614-4020.
502-614-4020.
Booyah! All right, there we go.
Call us anytime.
Anytime.
Between 8 and 9.
Yeah, 8 and 9, yeah. Otherwise, it'll say you are the only person in the conference room.
Yeah. What's that DC song? Call me anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd probably kind of bordering into talking about stuff because some of their songs can get dirty, so.
What do you got planned for this weekend? It's supposed to be nicer in Kentucky, and you're in North Carolina, so it's probably similar.
This weekend I'm going to Frida Air Fest. No.
Yeah, Frida Air Fest, yeah.
Now we're going to go to...
Is that in the back garage or something? Where all your gear's at?
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and hang out with all my stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to go to my parents for and take the kids over for Easter.
Oh, yeah, Easter.
Yeah, so you ain't got kids. You don't think about it.
No, but I'm going to go over and... Hello?
Hey.
Who is this?
This is Eurosport, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
I heard you guys talking about the... Nobody's calling you, so I figured I had to call in and say that I can hear you.
All right. Is the audio okay?
Yeah.
Levels okay? Okay.
Yeah, levels are good. There's a slight hum in KE4's thing, but it's probably the phone patch doing that. I mean, it's not loud or anything.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show, and But that's all right.
I don't think it's going to affect anything, and it was. I wish it wasn't there.
It sounds good. I just had to call in and tell you it sounded good. I put a little note in the radio. Section of the forums that the FTA show was on the air.
All right. I think we had three listeners last time I checked.
You know, like the last time me and Scott, when we did Sat Guys Radio the last time, it took a while to take off.
You know?
Once everybody starts finding out about it and there's different shows on and stuff, it'll take off.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you called in, so that means you get something free.
All right. I didn't
know
that, but I'll take free stuff anytime.
Well, what do you want? What do you need?
I don't know. What do you have?
Mike?
I don't know. Have you...
Hold on. Let me go look around here at the office. I'll be right back.
Okay, cool.
He's going to go look around and leave me solo here.
Well, you're not alone. I'm here. I'm still here. We can do this together without him while he digs around.
That's right.
No, and Wally, he'll pull out most unusual things, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've known him for a long time. Tell him what he's going to come back with.
Yeah.
So, anyway, over the internet stream, is my audio good? I know Dave's louder than mine, but is mine loud enough to...
Yeah, you're loud enough to hear good. It's just got the phone call sound to it, you know.
Right.
But, like, even some commercial shows I've heard on the regular FM radio, you're coming in louder than they do half the time on the phone.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what we was talking
about. My daughter's
about.
Sitting at the computer with the headphones on listening to the show now. Yeah, I'm 15 seconds ahead of what you're going to hear on there, yeah.
Right.
It's more like 30 or 40 because I tested it the other day.
Yeah, that's what I told Dave. He says, is it a full minute? I said, I don't think it's a full minute because I was listening to it a while ago. But
yeah, it's like 35, 40 seconds from here. I'm in Florida. I don't know how many servers were pinging or hitting or whatever between here and there, but
yeah.
I was doing a few test broadcasts with the music. I'm trying to figure out how to hit it where I don't cut off one of Scott's automated songs right in the middle.
Yeah.
Then I can flow through when I look. Because, like, tomorrow, Sunday night, I'm going to try a rock show for a couple hours like I did on the other one.
Right.
With some alternative stuff that you don't hear anywhere. And I was trying to hit it right at the right time, and that's when I figured out about 40 seconds is usually.
Yeah, that's what I was. I didn't listen to it long because with me broadcasting too and trying to listen to it, it kind of, you know, throws your mind off for a second there. So.
Yeah, sometimes it throws me off. My DSL connection isn't as fast as some of y'all have, but if I try and listen in and out at the same time, sometimes it'll kick me off.
Yeah, I'm on satellite internet, so that's reason one reason I'm calling in on the phone. And
yeah.
I don't want to have to. I don't know how good it's going to work.
On his Hummy phone, that is.
They
on
what?
His Hummy phone?
On his Hummy phone, yeah.
My Hummy phone.
It's not that Hummy. Through my phone, I don't hear a hum at all on him, just through the internet broadcast. But like I said, very slight. You don't even hardly notice it.
Yeah.
Hey, for the first time to the rodeo with this thing, you guys are sounding good.
Well, that's good. So here's what I got for you, Steve.
Okay.
I got some 22 kilohertz switches that I found. And
okay.
Some LMBF brackets. Two of each. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds good.
All right.
I can do that. I'll PM you the address.
Yeah.
Okay.
PM him your address.
Yeah, I'll PM you my address.
I'm actually off tomorrow, so I'll get them out for you tomorrow if you do
it. Hey, whenever you do it, that's cool. I just wanted to call in and let you know it's sounding good, and we got you set up for Wednesday nights from 8 to 9, so.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate it, man.
Hey, no problem, Dave. Sounding good. Y'all have a good one. I'm going to go ahead and run because I got other stuff going, too.
All right. Same to you, man. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling in, Steve.
Hey, y'all take it easy. We're out. Bye.
Well, we had a caller.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody called. Holy moly. Well, there we go. Maybe somebody else will call.
Yeah. Somebody needs to call.
So, you know what I'm thinking? I looked. And that Michigan place is only 6 hours away from me.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking you should drive up here, and then I'll drive us up to Michigan.
I might do that.
And we'll do a live broadcast on Sat Guys Radio.
That's right.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'll have to give the old lady about it, and we'll see about it. And whenever he figures out what day he's going to do it or for sure and everything.
Yeah, that's the thing that about being married is you always have to check. I've only been married for about 2 years, and
Yeah. Mine ain't so bad, though. Some of them, I hear all these people saying, well, I got to check with the wife about this, or I'd have this dish, but the wife don't like it. It just blows my mind sometimes.
Oh, well, I can definitely say my wife hates my satellites in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, mine does too, but I'm not going to not put them up.
Yeah, me either.
I'm still going to do it.
Yep. So what we should probably mention, well, you already know that Michael's an amateur radio guy, and I am too. My call is KE4. Why am I saying yours? KJ4 EST is mine.
No, it ain't.
What did I just say, yours again?
You said first of yours.
Hold on. Oh, that's embarrassing. It's KJ4EUC. There we go.
Don't get nervous, Dave.
I'm not getting nervous. I was just standing up because I got this new cool thing, and I haven't got the other link, but basically what I got was I blew my tax refund on this. I don't know if it was such a good idea, but anyways, so I got two Microtech boards. And then I got two mini PCI radios that will go into the amateur TV band. And they're supposed to get about 15 megabit per second throughput.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And the 70 centimeters. So, I mean, that will penetrate quite a bit of stuff, which is just awesome. So, try that out.
Right, I was reading that. I decided, I'll let somebody else guinea pig it for a while first and see.
Well, you know, that's what's cool is because, you know, on 105 Seaside, you know, we get NASA HD. And I don't know if anybody else has checked it out. I know some people watch it on the internet, but I like to watch that stream. Not on the internet, but, you know, through the receiver, through the satellite.
Oh,
when they launch a bird, cause it's, or a satellite, I mean, or a rocket, you know, up there is just awesome, but.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot better than the internet.
You know, I didn't think about, was the last one they did, though, it was SpaceX, though, wasn't it? That did a launch?
Oh, I think it was.
And I didn't watch that one. Will they show the SpaceX launches on NASA, I wonder?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I think, what was it, yesterday? No. It was one yesterday.
Because that one deal out there, what's that one where DirecTV launches theirs out there at sea? It's called, like, Sea Launch. That thing's pretty cool looking, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called. Is it Sea Launch, maybe? I'm not sure.
I hate that we don't send space shows up no more from here, you know, the United States, you know.
Well, those private companies do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that sequester, I'm sure quite a few things will probably get hit.
Oh, yeah.
But,
What are we forgetting, Dave? What's come out recently on free-to-air we're forgetting?
There's a lot of stuff, but...
there's a lot going on.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about everything tonight, though, because then we won't have nothing to talk about, because... I mean, realistically, there's not a ton of satellite stuff that comes out, you know?
Oh, yeah, but we'll have plenty to talk about. We'll just talk about it again.
Well, yeah. I think we're going to have to try some projects. Because what I'm thinking is this Coney antenna. It really got me thinking earlier when I saw this. So this Coney antenna on the tripod that I don't know who posted. I should have looked, but I didn't. It looks really cool.
Poly guy, I can't think of his whole net username. He was the one that was reflecting these big mirrors or something, not mirrors, but big, what, last year he took these big steel plates or something and was reflecting somehow back to a little small dish or something.
I don't know, but thank you, Poly. Or what was it?
I don't know for sure.
Well, thank you, because, because I'm thinking all it is a cone, and then at the bottom, all you got to do is make the size for the wavelength. You know, like I think C band is what I'm just. It's WR WR is it 238 or 78? I don't remember.
I don't either.
So if you make it that size for KU, then you know you should be able just to bolt a KU. LMBF right on it, or KU, you know, LMB right on it, and, you know, test it out.
Yeah, I mean, it worked.
As long as it's the right size, you know, I think that's the most important part, but I'm not sure, but antenna design sounds awesome to me. Some of these guys, you get out there and look over in Europe and Asia, they really do some cool experiments with their antennas, build them out of wood.
I've seen all kinds of stuff on the internet from over there where they, you know, because over there, thing, you know, it was in the clear, that's how they get their stuff, you know. So everybody, you know, here, like, well, I got to pay for it, dish or direct or whatever, but over there, it's just in the clear, so everybody's got a dish stuck out, you know. I've seen some really strange experiments and really weird dish setups. People's come up with square dishes and all kinds of crazy stuff. They'll cobble something together, especially in several countries or whatever. You know, they ain't got as much money or resources, so they'll make anything work just to get something to work to watch TV on.
Yep. Yes, sir, they will.
So how far to the east can you get, Dave, on your satellite, on your dish?
I'll tell you what, if I'm pointing at on a 90-centimeter GeoSat Pro, if I'm struggling, okay, to get it to go below 31 with the regular mount on it. You know, I'm pushing it down. I guess I could flip it and it would probably go down farther. But so I guess what I'm trying to say is I've never... go below 31.5.
Yeah.
What about you?
I can hit about the same, but if I want to hit, say, like 30 or try to go below 30, I don't use a regular mount. I use my own mounts anyway, and I have to, like you say, a straight pipe just ain't going to work or whatever. Because it's going to, you know, the dish comes down so far, it rams into it. It won't let you go below.
Exactly, yep. 20. Yep.
So I have to modify it or use a different mount so I can go lower without having to flip the dish, because I'd rather not flip the dish if I don't have to. I know people do it, but I just don't like flipping the dish, so
Yep. Yes, sir.
So does anybody else want to call in? 502-614-4020, and you'll get something for free.
No, we already gave something away for free.
Oh, we'll give. Okay.
If they call in tonight, they're going to be in a drawing for a grand prize. Yep.
No, we'll give something else away for free.
But wait, there's more. Michael says we're going to give away more for free. They got 13 minutes to call in. There's three listeners. But next week we'll have an agenda. We just kind of threw this together just to see what it was like. And
that was kind of just trial running.
I'd have to say, I don't want to jinx it. I'm knocking on my desk here at the office. But, I mean, for us not to have gotten disconnected from the internet, you not to have gotten disconnected from the conference bridge, we're doing good so far.
Yeah.
And we got a caller.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, we won't have any issues, you know, like that. We'll be able to just rock it out. And what we can't do through the phone bridge yet is if I play a sound through the SAM Broadcaster Pro, because there's, you know, like sound effects, like, you know, there's all kinds of stuff you can play.
Yeah. So
but see, we can't.
You can do sound effects or you can't?
Yeah, can. Like, I'm doing them right now. It's probably annoying people. But me and you can't hear it because we're both on the conference bridge.
Right.
I figured that was better than me trying to go through a microphone and then push that back into the conference bridge. And
yeah.
You know, that, and I was just like, well, let's just stream the conference bridge, and I'll just call it
a
conference bridge.
I ordered a microphone, so I'm gonna try it 1 week.
Yeah.
Through the computer and see how it does.
We'll just do SIP and we'll see how it goes. If
it
works
does.
Good, I mean, you can get 128K. We can do the high def G722 codec, and it sounds awesome.
Upload, but you know, I don't see. I mean, it should work, but we'll see. But I might mess with the microphone on the computer and so long, and the laptop I think's got one, but she's got it. My wife's got it at work with her, so that won't be any good. She's even got a built-in webcam in hers, so. We'll have to do that one night. We'll have to go live with the webcam.
So, you know, no webcams. Well, you were talking to me yesterday when we were both bitching about not figuring out the username and password, which I so wish I would have, and your support was so nice and helped us out, but gosh, I wish I would have figured that out, and we would have got that going last night. But anyways, you're talking about this Page Plus thing. And so basically, I was looking today, and it looks like on, if you have Sprint Android phone, you can actually, like, do some stuff to make it, like, force it to go on Verizon. Because apparently, I didn't know this until a couple months ago, Sprint has a nationwide roaming agreement with Verizon.
Right.
But this Page Plus deal, I was getting distracted there, is what, $30 a month, and it comes with voice over 1,000 minutes. You get, 250 meg of data and like 3,000 text messages, and it's $30.
Yeah.
Now, is there any activation? And you bring your own device, though. That's what's awesome about it. I mean, you don't have to buy the device. You can just call them up, right?
You can do it yourself.
Yeah.
Through the internet, or call them up yourself and do it. If you take it to one of these dealers around, they'll charge you anywhere from $15 to $50, depending on what kind of device you're activating.
Oh, to do it for you.
Yeah, because it's simple, but it's a money racket, really. If you bring a 4G phone, they won't charge you $50. If it's a 3G phone, $15, you know. It's crazy, but I don't know, Dave. We might be kind of touching on. Got to be careful talking about it. I don't know.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's looking as $29.95 a month, and they do have phones that like you could add any phone to it, but they have certain phones that they know how to all the settings. So basically what it is, it's just you're not doing anything wrong. You're just basically, you got to know all the correct settings to put into the phone
right,
when
yeah,
you activate service.
No, no.
Yeah, it's just you got to have, and they only have certain ones, but I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Got,
I mean, it's and it's $29.95.
Yeah, I've got a Droid Razor on it, and my wife's got a Samsung Galaxy S3, and it's a Sprint phone, but it's actually being programmed over and working off the Verizon network, you know, through the Page Plus.
Yep. Well, because you only can get Verizon down there, though, right?
Yeah, they're Verizon, and I forget what the other one is. It'll roam sometimes on the other one. These be, what was it? What was the other company that got bought out? I can't even remember, but I know, oh, AT&T. We get the AT&T here, and we can get Verizon, but Verizon's very much stronger, and AT&T's real spotty around here. Verizon, you can be out in the boonies pretty much and get it, but AT&T, it's, you better be in town or you'll lose your signal.
Oh, really?
Singular, was that what it was? It was, we used to have Singular around here, but they went and got bought out, or AT&T or something, or I don't know.
I'm just looking at this Page Plus. I'm fascinated. They've got a plan that's $12 a month that comes with 250 minutes, 250 text or picture messages, and 10 mega data for $12 a month.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's a good deal right there if you don't use your phone much.
Oh, no, that's what you should. And you can put any kind of phone on it, you know, just about.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, oh, we got a. I got a private message here. Did you get one too? Let's see.
I'm not in front of the computer right now.
Okay. Oh, it was Eurosport sending his address. All right. Beautiful. All right.
He wants it bad.
Oh, he asked if I'd throw in that DSR 305 US. For hits, but unfortunately, since the good is getting good on eBay, I sold that a while ago.
Yeah.
That was a cool little receiver, though, that 305 US that had the S video, and
yeah.
I don't know what it is about that hits, but boy, I sure do enjoy it. And, you know, even if it's just getting the music channels free, it's still pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And pump them out. I do it all the time, pump it out via the coax. Digital.
Yeah.
And
what are they using now? Say if you call up SRL or HITS or somebody and say, I don't have a receiver, can you sell me one? What is it, the 410 that they're selling or using now? Or?
No.
I mean, I know there's a lot of receivers you can use, but
they'll tell you, sorry, there are no receivers available, really.
So you got to have your own receiver.
Yeah, that's why the price
was selling,
has skyrocketed on 410s
yeah.
And 905s,
yeah.
920s and 922s, $400 because you can't deal. But now a cool thing that I helped get done at SRL was we can activate a DSR 470 now, but you got to use a transcoder, and it's a big process to... You know,
yeah.
It's not super easy at all.
Right.
But no, to answer your question, they don't have a supply, and, you know, SkyVision will get a few used units in every once in a while. But if you want one, you'd have to go to eBay and pay big dollar. But boy, I wouldn't do that if I were you today.
Oh, no.
Unless you're out somewhere, you know, where someone doesn't know what they got.
You'll come across my yard sales and flea markets and stuff.
Like,
and
can I hook that up to the TV real quick? I just want to see if it turns on while you're really going to see if the UA number matches the back sticker, right? Trying.com, why you just got a receiver for $50 that's worth $400 right now on eBay.
Right.
But,
4 minutes left, Dave.
4 minutes left.
You want to... See if we can get another hour out of it? Or?
No. No, because I'm going home to watch basketball, man. Indiana plays tonight. I'm just looking, and we're up to four listeners now on the thing. Uh-oh. I can't believe it. We got a call. It made the night. Thanks for calling in, Steve. And thanks for doing all this radio stuff for SatGuys. It's cool. And he's got a show coming up. When did he say? Alternative Rock. Is it tomorrow from...
I think it was tomorrow, he said.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I'll have to check that out. I just opened it up on my iPhone, and it plays right there, and sounds good. And
I appreciate everybody listening, and out there listened in. You probably think we're a bunch of crazies, but like I say, we had no agenda or nothing like that. Appreciate Scott letting us use the servers and use everything and get out here and have this free-to-air chat. It's kind of, it went from one thing to the other tonight because we didn't really have an agenda, but
yeah.
We'll have an agenda next week, and we'll be here next week Wednesday, back this Thursday, but of course back on regular time at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And you can call us in and talk to us if you want to, or ask questions, or anything you want to do.
Yes, sir. We'll have a good time. We'll do an hour, and it's going to be fun. The only thing I don't know is how are we going to know when we're off the air? That's one thing we're going to have to figure out some way to know, you know? Figure that out somehow.
I don't know if Steve's even monitoring still, so.
I don't know. But this weekend's going to be a good weekend. What's that?
You got the conference bridge, and you got set to the internet, so you're going to figure that out.
Yeah, it's just, if I start listening to it in the ear and talking, boy, that echo, that's delayed a few seconds. It's,
Yeah, that's why I don't listen to the computer, because it messes me up.
Yeah, I'm looking at the thing here in the software, and it looks like that's how we'll know. We've been on for 57 minutes and 15 seconds, and we're at 52 meg stream to the Satellite Guys Radio Network. Coming to you live from Kentucky and North Carolina.
That's right.
Looking forward to a good weekend to go out and line up some dishes, install a motor maybe. I got a new motor to try, and Michael's going to have one here pretty soon as soon as I get it out to him to try and do a review. Should be fun.
Yep. I'm looking forward to getting that motor.
Yeah.
And trying it out.
That display, it's the, SG6100, and it's got a display on it to tell you if you're at zero or not, which is really nice. That, like, bending upside down, you know.
Yeah, I'll give it a full, honest review. But I ain't going to say anything about it until I get it and try it out.
Yep.
There was one guy wanted me to compare it on the one of the threads there. He said, can you compare it to ZG380? I would, but I don't have one. So if he wants to send me one, he can. If somebody else send me one, I'll compare it. But I've got the Stab motor, so.
There you go. That's all you need.
Yeah, Stab's the leader in them, so.
Well, go ahead and tell everybody who you are. We got about 15 seconds left.
All right, this is Michael, KE4EST on Satellite Guys, here with...
This is Dave, Wally HTS on Satellite Guys, and this is our first show, and I'll let you say the last words, Mike.
And I appreciate everybody listening and tell all your friends and whatever, and we'll be here next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, so tune in. Later.
There we go. Now,
I'm going to stay on the phone with you till you figure out how to... We're probably still broadcasting.
Well, I don't know. Do you think are we broadcasting?
Did you hit stop?
No. But, I mean, will the server automatically kick us off?
No.
Well, here's what we're going to find out if it does. Here. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. If we're still live, I guess we could still talk a few more minutes.
Yeah, we're still live.
Oh, we are?
There we go.
The delays. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think we're still live. You gotta... Are we broadcasting? got a killer connection, man.
Oh, I was thinking the DJ would automatically do that.
It's an automatic DJ, and it's...
Oh, God, I sound like such an idiot. I'm laughing there, oh, man. So that means on Wednesday nights, if we want to go a little bit longer, then as long as another show's not scheduled, are we allowed to do it?
Right, as long as there's not another show scheduled, we can go 3 hours.
Oh, really?
I don't want to go 3 hours, probably, but...
Well, why not? If we do it on like a Friday night or something? All right, well, anyways, there's basketball on. Appreciate everybody listening. I'm going to hit the stop streaming right now. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, it is.